This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
An installation of art, lights, sounds and poetry reading at Lichfield Cathedral this week will symbolise the journey taken by soldiers heading to the front to play their part in the Battle of the Somme. Dean Adrian Dorber explains how the arts add to the spiritual life of visitors to the cathedral, and why having an artist in residence helps to cultivate the cultural life of the city and region. Hi there, Adrian.
Hi.
Firstly, Lichfield Cathedral has had an artist in residence for some time now. I was wondering what the impact of the arts has been on the spiritual life of the cathedral?
It's fascinating. As you know, cathedrals have always been, ever since the Reformation times, great musical boxes, and you know, our music has been one of the great ways in which people have been able to connect with goodness, truth and beauty. But we live in an intensely visual age, and we find it very important to be able to help people visualize not only the language of faith, but trying to explore feelings and a sense of connectedness with one another and with God through what's visual and tactile. So having an artist in residence has been a huge blessing to us. And I think the overall impact has been an artist helps you see with fresh eyes what's already here, and they can help to highlight that and perhaps help us to interpret the riches of our faith in sometimes quite new and challenging ways. They're able to, I think, absorb the meaning of the building very quickly and really help people pace it out. I mean, it's perfectly possible for some of our visitors to rush through the place in 20 minutes, half an hour, and all they see is a kind of memorial tablets. I think what you can do by having some rather arresting art in the place is help people connect with the whole purpose of the building. And that certainly brought in a new public and helped us face the questions that provoke and challenge them. We had a display of quite challenging architecture here a couple of years, sculpture here a couple of years ago. And the reaction to that was sometimes very affirming, sometimes it was, that's horrible, what's that got to do with the sacred place? But what people were doing was actually asking the big question, what is sacred? What does it mean to them? And that was very profound and very, very, very interesting. And as I said, we live in this intensely visual age, and I think we've got to be able to help people pray with their eyes. And an artist in residence certainly helps you do that.
I'm sure. The latest work your artist in residence is doing is called Before Action, which is a commemoration of the 100th anniversary of the Somme. Could you explain the thinking behind the event and how you hope it will impact on visitors?
It's been a while in its conception of this project, but what we were keen to do was honour the immense contribution made by the people of Staffordshire and the West Midlands to the war effort. And we know there wasn't a village or settlement left untouched by the impacts of the First World War, and supremely by the sacrifice made in the early stages of the Battle of the Somme. So our local regiments lost about 700 people within the first week of the fighting. And that's why there's a very elaborate war memorial here in the cathedral to them. So what we wanted to do is to try and help people connect with local history and national history, the national narrative of the First World War, by taking them on a journey. And the journey begins at the west end of the cathedral with an Edwardian sitting room. And we've got an assembly of furniture and an old piano and things like that, where people can walk past and see what life was like at that time. And as you walk past the sitting room with appropriate music playing, live music being played on an old piano, you walk through the nave, which has been cleared of chairs, through a field of poppies, and these are projections onto the floor of the cathedral. You then go through a dark tunnel, which represents going into the fighting. And as you go into one of the transepts, it's set out almost like an early day cinema, and there's some film footage from the Imperial War Museum of the battle, and some images of the war itself. You then led up the choir aisles to the Lady Chapel, where there's a projection on the ceiling of the chapel, and that's where the projection of Eddie Redmayne's voice, his recitation of these four stunning poems will be available. And from there, you're taken to the opposite transept, where there are thousands of paper leaves, and people are being invited to leave a reflection, a prayer, or a name on those leaves. And that's going to be put into a sculptural form by our artist in residence, Peter Walker, as a kind of organic cenotaph. As you leave that place, you then go through a great corridor of war poetry, and there are 28 prints by the distinguished artist Dennis May, of great lithographs suggested by themes from Wilfred Owen's poetry. And as you leave the cathedral, you go past that same sitting room. This was the place that sent people out, and this is also the place that would have received perhaps bad news, and is a place that's been saddened by the experience of war. So it's a very embracing artistic concept. It's not simply an exhibition. It's something that is designed to provoke a response. It's there to try and catch people's thoughts and their imagination, and I think their sympathetic engagement with this act of remembrance.
Could you elaborate any more on the thinking behind doing something which people actually walk through as opposed to just look at?
Yes. I don't think we do passivity as a culture terribly well these days, and people want engagement. Even if you walk through a museum these days, there's lots of stuff to help you engage with it rather than simply observe. And I think this is our way of both trying to mirror what's a contemporary museum experience, but more than that, what we're trying to do is help people find a way into prayer and find a way into walking through a building that's been designed to process and walk through. Pilgrims from the earliest days have done that, stopped off at various places and prayed and lit candles and listened and try to get a vision and try to be inspired. And we try to pace that out in the same sort of way in this exhibition. So it's a deeply sacred way of engaging with a pilgrimage cathedral, but this time with very much the focus on the war and what the war meant to British society and how it affected people profoundly at the level of faith and trust.
And by bringing art into the cathedral, are you seeing any new visitors who might not be drawn in normally?
Normally, every time we have an exhibition here, it brings us in a new public. And we're hoping that will be the case with this coming exhibition. We hope we'll draw people in who are thinking about their own family history and the part past generations played in a terrifying conflict. And as I said earlier, there wasn't one community in England and Wales and Scotland that wasn't affected by the loss and by the carnage on the battlefields of France and Belgium.
And finally, what plans do you have for future events involving the arts?
We're hoping this year, and this is another Peter Walker brilliant idea, is to try and have 10,000 paper angels in the cathedral, which we hope will be the project of a community outreach scheme this autumn, and particularly this coming autumn half term. Lichfield Cathedral is full of angels, partly because the legend of St. Chad is that before St. Chad died, he was visited by angels who sang to him, and he knew that his time of death was close by. And so every encapsulation, artistic encapsulation in Lichfield Cathedral has lots of angels about. And we thought it would be wonderful if we could try and encourage great participation in making angel sculptures that we could display all around the place. But we wanted a kind of biblical number, so we have a huge squadron of angels on every conceivable surface in the cathedral. And that's a marvellous way of trying to get lots of engagement and also trying to bring out the inherent creativity in lots of people. So that's the first one. And the other big project that's going on, it's going to take quite a long time to realise, is we're commissioning Peter Walker to produce a 3-metre-high sculpture of St. Chad, which will be welcoming pilgrims and visitors in the cathedral grounds. And we're having a big kind of community consultation about that, and lots of people giving us their ideas and people learning the difference between abstract and figurative sculpture and all that. So Peter's doing with the Cathedral Education Department, a great sort of outreach work on that. So those are two of the big things that are on our agenda for the next 12 months to 2 years.
Wow, sounds like you've got an awful lot going on there, engaging with the arts. And we wish you all the best with this current installation, and there'll be more information on the links below. Adrian, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.